Chapter 7. Jazz Santos Against the World. But our third game was very different. Hove Cosmos were faster and better than us in every way. At half time, it was 2-0 to Cosmos. Then, to make things worse, it started to rain. The second half started very badly. But then we discovered that Hove Cosmos couldn't play well on wet grass, and we could. Now I was happy that it was raining. I scored our first goal after running between and round three of their players. Then, 10 minutes later, Steph scored a goal. The final score was 2-2. We didn't lose, and we didn't win. It was a draw, but we needed 3 wins to be sure that we were in the final. Before I could say anything, Miss Williams and Rhiannon arrived. Miss Williams was holding a yellow piece of paper. She was very excited. "This is your ticket to the final," she said. I couldn't speak. I carefully took the paper from her. Result, Bramrock Stars FC. First game, win, 3 points. Second game, win, 3 points. Third game, draw, 2 points. Total, 8 points. Congratulations, you are in the final.
"We did it," said Ali. She was trying not to cry.
Mai and Dad decided to have a special dinner because of our win, so we went home together. The Bramrock Stars were in the final, and my parents were being nice and not arguing. Life was good. That evening, Dad cooked dinner, and we all ate together like a family. While Mum and Dad talked about boring things, Jordan and I washed the plates.
"Why are you so happy?" Jordan asked me.
"Look at Mai and Dad," I smiled.
"You live in the clouds," he replied.
What does Jordan know? I thought. He only thinks about music and band practice. I'm getting our parents to talk. We finished washing the plates and went into the sitting room. Mai and Dad were sitting on opposite sides of our big sofa, and they were arguing again.
"Drew," Mai said, "I'll do it. I've said it already, so please stop talking about it."
She put her glass of orange juice down on the table, hard.
"Mai? Dad?" I began. "Did you see me play?"
I didn't understand. Tonight was a celebration. Why weren't they happy?
"We're not children anymore," Dad said to Mai. "We're in our 40s now. It's time to be an adult."
They did not stop arguing. Mai's voice got very loud, and Dad's became very quiet. I stood up.
"Two wins and a draw," I shouted.
Mai stopped in the middle of her sentence.
"Two wins and a draw," I repeated. "I scored the most goals and you two fight."
Mai tried to hug me, but I stepped back. I didn't want her to touch me.
"I won those games to make everybody happy, but you and Dad never stop fighting."
"Jazz," Mai stopped. "I'm sorry," she said finally. She looked at me, then at Dad, and then at me again. "I'm making things worse," she said, but nobody answered. "I'm sorry. I'll go now," she said.
Why are you sorry, Mai? I thought. Are you sorry for leaving us? Or sorry that you don't want to come back? I didn't know the answer. I didn't want to hear her sorry. I wanted her. After Mai left, Dad tried to talk to me, but I ran upstairs to my bedroom. I hugged Kinsley, and then I cried, and I cried, and I cried. Nobody understood me. I felt terrible. It was me, Jazz Santos, against the world, and I was losing. Again.